Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. A gay Brazilian man has been denied asylum by the Obama administration and won't be reunited with his Massachusetts husband in the United States, the man's husband said on Monday. Tim Coco said Attorney General Eric Holder did not act on a Friday deadline in the case of Genicio Jr. Oliveira, effectively denying the 30-year-old Brazilian man's request for asylum in the United States on humanitarian grounds. Coco, 48, of Haverhill, Massachusetts, said that we needed the Attorney General to make a decision on whether Jr. could come home. He didn't take this request seriously. In 2002, Oliveira had sought asylum in the United States because he said he was raped as a teenager in Brazil, but the George W. Bush-era Justice Department denied his request. Oliveira returned to Brazil in 2007 after losing an appeal. Before he left, he and Coco married in Massachusetts in 2005 and bought a house together. According to federal immigration law, immigrants can also apply for residency if they marry U.S. citizens, but the federal government does not recognize gay marriages under the Defense of Marriage Act, and Oliveira's request to remain in the United States, based on his relationship with Coco, was denied this year. In March, Senator John Kerry asked Attorney General Eric Holder to grant Oliveira asylum on humanitarian grounds. Kerry spokeswoman Bridget O'Rourke said on Monday that the senator will continue to work toward a solution that would reunite the couple for good. Coco said that he thought there was no way the Obama administration would deny Oliveira's asylum request after Kerry made his plea to Holder. The case comes as Obama tries to smooth a rocky relationship with gay activists who want him to end the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gays, which he has pledged to do but has not yet given a timeline. Tens of thousands of gay rights supporters marched in Washington earlier this month, demanding that Obama keep his promise to end the policy. Coco said he has spent about $250,000 in legal bills and has not seen Oliveira since January, though the two video chat online every night. Oliveira was denied a visit to return to Massachusetts last year for the funeral of Coco's mother. Oliveira now lives with his mother, helping her to run a boarding house for students. Coco said the couple now plans to launch a legal challenge against the Federal Defense of Marriage Act as a violation of immigration laws. Out front at baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.